For the majority of young adults today, the transition to independence is a time of excitement and possibility. But nearly 5 million young people experience entry into adulthood as abrupt abandonment, a time of disconnection from school, from work, and family. For this growing population of Americans, which includes kids aging out of foster care and those entangled with the justice system, life screeches to a halt when adulthood arrives. The new book, Abandoned, is a exploration of this tale of dead ends and often broken dreams. Journalist Ann Kim tells us stories of young people navigating early adulthood alone in communities where poverty is endemic and opportunities almost non-existent. She then describes a growing awareness, including new research from the field of adolescent brain science, that emerging adulthood is just as crucial a developmental period as early childhood. And she profiles an array of unheralded programs that provide young people with the supports that they need to actually achieve self-sufficiency. The book is Abandoned, America's Lost Youth and the Crisis of Disconnection. Ann Kim is the author, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the program this morning. Ann, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
A contributing editor to Washington Monthly, you write on economic opportunity, social policy, and higher education. What brought you to this idea of disconnection?
Well, I can't pretend to have invented this problem or discovered it. There's been quite a bit of work in this topic for the last 20 years or so when a growing number of people began realizing that the runway into adulthood has really lengthened over the past couple of, decades. You need more education, you need the right kind of education, and this period of emerging adulthood is really becoming a driver of inequality as you see a growing divergence in the kinds of experiences that young adults have, upper middle class adults versus disadvantaged ones. And it's impossible to ignore once you see it. It's a crisis hidden in plain sight, I would say.
So when you decide to write about this and take on the subject, where do you begin?
That is a big question. You begin, I think, with kind of the stereotypes that people have about young adults. And the big one there is the 20-year-old sitting in his parents' basement playing video games. And you quickly come to realize that the mindset some people may have about personal responsibility and choice really doesn't play out when you're talking about the 4.5 million young adults who are out of school and out of work. The structure of opportunity that surrounds young people today is really lacking. The foster care system, for instance, the criminal justice system, so many of the young people I spoke to had such huge aspirations, hopes, and dreams for themselves, but were really up against structural barriers that stood in the way of what they wanted, and that includes school systems that are not adequately preparing people for the kinds of careers that they hope to have. It's hard, I think, to wrap yourself around the structural, systemic problems facing young adults, and this is what I tried to do in the book. And then you put layer in race, geography, and all these other hidden elements that are underneath the surface of what decides who gets ahead today in America and who does not.
So this is fascinating to me. You use the term structure of opportunity. And yes, poor individual choices, and you acknowledge this, that people decide that they don't want to be educated, they don't want to work for whatever reason. But this structure of opportunity is not there. So what is it, why is that structure of opportunity, why is it not there for so many? And quite frankly, for the few that get it, how are they able to navigate it?
Sure. So I think it's become, the 2016 election made it a little bit clear that geography really matters. When you look at where the jobs are, where the wealth is, on the East Coast, for instance, that's where all the smart people and the rich people and the educated people are going. There you might find rates of youth disconnection, the percentage of people who are young people out of school and out of work, that are far below the national average, which is 11.5. Then you head out into parts of rural western Pennsylvania, who I think some of your listeners might be, and there, 3 out of 4 young people are out of work, I took the liberty of looking up Washington County, New York.
Yes.
And one out of five.
My
one
county.
Out of five,
yeah.
Yeah, your county. And one out of five young people are out of school and out of work there. It cannot be just personal choice that drives such gigantic disparities. It's, are there jobs where you live? Are your parents working and connected to employers who can help you? Is there a nearby college or university? There are 41 million Americans who live more than a half hour's drive from the nearest college or community college. That's what I mean about the structure of opportunity and lacking. If it's not there, especially as a 20-year-old, how do you access that? Now, in terms of what's happening with upper middle class and middle class people, there's been an instinctive realization that you have to invest a lot more into your young adult to get them out there. So the Federal Reserve, for example, did a survey of young workers and found that one in three still gets help with the bills from mom and dad up to age 24. If you don't have that, what can you draw upon? It's your parents have become a major resource for determining whether you're going to cement your advantages in life. And if you don't have that kind of support, then you're going to fall behind.
You mentioned the statistic about Washington County. I mean, 20% is, that's a lot. And what I'm curious about is, look, it's a rural area. It's a rural county. The tax base is not great. And but that is also what brings us many of us to the county as
right.
well. So there is that dynamic, but also dynamic here is a racial dynamic, a gender dynamic, and in I think I'm not I hope not to offend any of my fellow citizens of Washington County, but look, it's a very white county, and yet we still have problems that are often think of to be more urban issues.
That's right. It's this connection does cut across all of those factors: race, place, gender. If you are a person of color, you are going to be twice as likely to be disconnected from school and work. The gender split, men slightly more likely than young women to be disconnected, but it's surprisingly even. Rural is a gigantic factor, white, black, person of color, it doesn't matter. Rural counties do tend to be more disconnected because the opportunities are less likely to be there. If you visited a place in southwestern Virginia, which I think is similar to Washington County in many ways, and the ones who could escape, escaped. But if you make a mistake or two, and you're not able to seize an opportunity to leave the area when you're 18 or 20, and you come back home, then the opportunities are just not there for you. That happens a lot in an area of western Pennsylvania that I profiled, a very small rural school district. The kids do go away to college, but they've never been in that kind of environment, is what the superintendent told me. So after a semester or two, the shock of moving from rural western Pennsylvania to a big city is often overwhelming for a young person, and there is no second chance for them if they can't make it. What this book is about is how you create that second chance for young people who are marooned in these places.
So we only have about a minute, and I apologize to ask such a big question to end the interview, but you just said marooned and this idea of lost youth. But one of the things that struck me in the book, too, is that this youth is lost. This youth is marooned, and yet a lot of the adults don't seem to notice.
That's right. And a big part of this, I think, is that we don't recognize young adulthood. In fact, I think there's something of a double standard. If someone is, you know, poor or of color, we tend to adultify young adults. In fact, that's the problem with the criminal justice system, right? If you're an upper middle class person who makes a mistake, then you get a lot of second chances, but not so much if you're a person of color. The first thing we need to do is recognize that young adulthood matters now, and we need to begin counting young adults. Census Bureau doesn't even keep track of the disconnection rate. Nonprofit organization does that. Once we begin to do that, if you measure it, then it matters, and then we can begin to get our hands around the scope of this problem and come up with solutions to reach out to the young people who are literally invisible from our conversation. They are not connected to the mainstream of opportunity, so we literally don't see them And one of the things I would like this book to do is elevate the voices of a lot of young people who are missing out on mainstream opportunity and for whom we're going to have to pay the price 20 years down the line.
Ann Kim's new book is Abandon. It is published by the New Press. I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning and
talking about
this important subject. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Abandon. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.